Every week we catch up with the awesome team at Singleton Council, and General Manager Jace Lenane joins me today. Jace, how are you doing?
Going good, Jess. Going good. Yourself?
I'm excellent, thank you. Certainly very busy at the moment. Something all of the Upper Hunter is talking about is the by-election we're going to be going to in May.
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. Everywhere we go, people want to talk about it. You turn the news on, they're talking about the Upper Hunter. You open the papers, they're talking about the Upper Hunter. You put the radio on, they're talking about the Upper Hunter. So I think personally, from my point of view, from the council point of view, it's great that the Upper Hunter's finally being involved in the national conversation, something we've been saying for a long time. Mm. Upper Hunter is critically important to the well-being, not only of our region, but our state and our country.
Yeah, exactly right. It's going to be certainly an interesting couple of weeks, I think, as all the candidates come out. Now, there's plenty going on with council. Let's start with the Living Laneways project the council's been doing. Another phase of that is going to be happening on Burns Lane very soon.
Yeah, just about to roll it out, Jess. Really excited. The first two stages there in Burks Arcade with Shano Graham and also Tribella have been really successful. Really grateful for support from the New South Wales government's Streets Shared Spaces program, which has provided the funding for these initiatives. But it's really about putting extra life, extra spark back into our CBD. We all know that we want, especially coming out of the COVID impacts and COVID lockdowns, we want to connect our community. We want our community out living and breathing in their public domain. Burns Lane will be closed, temporary, from 12th of next Monday, the 12th of April, right through to the 2nd of July. And we've got a whole range of exciting initiatives. New artwork's going to be put in there, new lighting, street furniture, live entertainment to really bring people into that space and really breathe life back into and add to our town centre. And really, really excited to say that our annual firelight event, which we held back in 2018 and 2019, unfortunately missed it last year with COVID. So we're moving it from the Civic Precinct down to Burns Lane, down to the CBD agency on Saturday, the 29th of May. So not only is that really exciting that we're actually putting that event into that space, but it's the first large-scale community event, I suppose, outside of Anzac Day, since the COVID-19 pandemic started. So we're really excited about that. And they'll have performances, food, live entertainment. So, yeah, putting the spark back into our CBD.
Ah, oh, I love it. It's so awesome to see these big events, you know, making a comeback, particularly where we are in a regional area, to get the community out and, you know, get the communities back on the map, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've embarked on a really ambitious program around arts and culture and what arts and culture means for us and also our visitor economy strategy and marketing. And you see right across the region, right across the state, actually right across the country, for that matter, regional New South Wales, regional Australia is really back in the focus of people. They can't go overseas, and they're actually getting out and exploring their own backyard and realising, you know what, our great country's got so much to offer. So for us, having events like Firelights and others, and we're going to grow our events program, is really important to say to people, there's so much more to Singleton than what you might think on face value. Come and see us, and come and explore, and come and appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Youth Week is coming up.
Yes, look, Youth Week's on from the 11th to the 16th of April. Really exciting initiative that's been developed by our youth action team together with our staff down in our youth venue, who do a brilliant job. They work with the young people in our community so well. And, they've been locked down. They've been limited by COVID as well. But we're really excited to say that we're working together with the organisers of Dashville to bring to Singleton a headline act, which will be being held at our youth venue on the 15th of April from 5 p.m. So we really encourage any young musicians or any budding light and sound technicians who want to get involved to reach out, contact us, give the youth venue a call on 657-87501 and put your name down and let them know that you're really interested, because it's free. It's an invitation for all young people to come and celebrate in a face-to-face environment and really enjoy live entertainment and, again, add to that connecting community and creating community here in Singleton.
Exactly. And you did mention it briefly, but Anzac Day can happen this year pretty much like it normally would.
Yeah, isn't it great? Like, I think Anzac Day is Australia's number one day.
Yeah.
I hope my mum's not listening. She thinks Christmas Day and Easter, Good Friday and Easter Sunday are. But for me, Anzac Day is all about, tells the story of our great country. And it was really sad last year that we couldn't do it. Although it was also at the same time, it was really interesting standing out in the front driveway, wasn't it, with your light on? how we celebrated Anzac Day last year, which was really inspiring as well. But we're really proud and really happy to be back working with our local sub-branch and with the guys out at the Singleton School of Infantry. We've got a three-pronged approach coming up this year. Obviously, it's on Sunday the 25th of April. There's going to be a dawn service in Burdekin Park at 5:30, as well as at the School of Infantry, which will also be on at 5:30. So two great opportunities there. But our main service, which will be back in Burdekin Park, which we're really happy about, it'll start at 9. The march will start at 9:30, I should say. The actual service being at 11 a.m. So bookings are essential for all three events. So people need to jump on and book via Sticky Tickets, and that allows us to meet the requirements that the state government has over the COVID safe plan.
Yeah.
So with the ongoing works on John Street, the route for this year will be from Ryan Avenue onto Hunter Street and into Burdekin Park. That's something we work closely with the sub-branch and the police and the army on. Everybody's really, really, really satisfied with that outcome. And we're looking for Anzac Day to be back on the agenda like it was in the past, and really great celebration for our servicemen and women.
It's going to be a fantastic day. Jason, thank you so much for joining us, as always, on the show.
My pleasure, Jess. Have a great day to you and all the listeners.